The tourist town of Cairns, which is hit on hard times with a downturn in tourism and construction, is also grappling with Queensland's highest rate of homelessness. The number of people sleeping rough in Cairns is double that of the number in Brisbane and on the Gold Coast. One organisation that's successfully making a dent in the homeless rate is Mission Australia with its Going Places program. It won an award last night. With more, here's our Queensland reporter Cathy Van Extel.
The Going Places program, which targets rough sleepers and the chronic homeless, has only been running for 18 months, but it's had extraordinary success. In its first year, it's helped 95 people, including families, find long-term accommodation. 85% of them are still in their homes. Mission Australia service manager Natalie Masamechi says it's a housing first approach.
It's about providing a house for the client and then putting wraparound support to that client based on individual needs.
What kind of support are we talking about?
It varies. Every client is different. It may be that they need support around mental health issues, budgeting, physical health, and it's about providing whatever support it is that they need in terms of sustaining a tenancy.
The program's funded for 3 years by the Queensland Government under the National Partnerships Agreement. It's not an Indigenous-specific program, but more than 90% of clients are Indigenous. Key to the program's success is the role of mentors, who work closely with the newly housed, but also provide the Going Places project team insight when cultural or spiritual matters arise.
My name is Tammy Joinby, and I'm an Indigenous mentor at Mission Australia Cairns. Also a Koonganji woman of Yarrabah. My role there is to help our people understand what the program is about and what Mission Australia can offer, and also the language barrier that we struggle with.
Tammy Joinby works with newly housed people on a daily basis over months to guide them through everyday living. She says many have been homeless for a long time.
Like, there's one client's been homeless for 14 years on the streets, and to get a key in his hand, he was amazed. He couldn't move for a while. He's had to sit there, so because he's staring at his keys. So his journey to get that key was amazing for him.
Mm. So once you've given him that key, what kind of support are you then offering?
Well, that's when the work begins. So as soon as they get into a house, you know, obviously there's going to be hiccups. So we'll help them through those, whether it be other family members, whether it be appointments, doctor's appointment, job find, or whatever they have to do, Centrelink appointments, to try and keep them on track of those important things that keeps their money coming in, I suppose, yeah.
The mentors also play a key role in shaping the program. Tammy Joinby says it's about listening.
Fully listening. We could simply go into the mall, you know, I could easily tell the workers that, yeah, you know, so-and-so's there. They have trust, the community have trust in me and in trust in that I will give the right information, feedback to them and also to the workers.
Going Places has transformed the life of 33-year-old Crystal and her three children, a 13-year-old girl and two boys aged 7 and 4. Originally from Woodjal Woodjal, a coastal Indigenous community near Cooktown, they moved to Cairns around Easter last year.
I didn't have a good lifestyle back there in the community with domestic violence and everything. Everything was falling apart for me back then.
After moving to Cairns, Crystal and her children initially couch surfed and then ended up in a women's refuge. Crystal was struggling with gambling and drinking problems.
It was too much for me in the beginning because I didn't know how to cope with everything around me, like stacks of bills that I couldn't get through it all, that would lead me to go to gambling. Some weeks we'd have nothing. That led me to go to seek help from organisations like Centrecare, to get food vouchers, and even mostly to my families. And it led me to a wake-up call that I couldn't do that anymore.
She found out about Going Places just before Christmas from a cousin who'd been helped by the program. For the past 6 months, the family's been living in public housing, and Crystal's feeling positive about the future. This week, she enrolled in a literacy and numeracy course.
I'm looking around for work, getting myself involved in the community. Mission Australia got me into the choir, community choir, and I've been doing that for a few months.
And how do your children feel about their new home?
They feel happy because, like, it's all convenient to everything, to the store and public transport and school. It's just everything that I've wanted for my children. It's been a bumpy ride coming, but it was all worth it working together with Mission Australia. For me personally, put me on the right track, helped me with my gambling issues, drinking, and as well for myself, I've been confident to be around a lot more around positive people than the way I used to be.
It's a good news story, Crystal. Crystal and her three children escaped homelessness with help from Mission Australia's Going Places program in Cairns. And last night, that program won the Michael Kirby Award for Workplace Inclusiveness at a ceremony hosted by the Workforce Council. That report from Cathy Van Extel.